My name's Nisa Kadri and I'm the community publisher for a website called Battersea People.
And how does Battersea People use user-generated content?
Well, what it does is it has one community publisher and they're sort of employed, as a normal working journalist is, to create content useful for people in Battersea. So that could be news, weather, and we work as normal journalists ringing people up being like, hello, can you give us information on this, and then putting out to an audience. But it also allows other people to post articles, share pictures. So it's sort of a hybrid almost between a normal online publication owned by a big company and just a forum for people to share their opinions and their news about Battersea.
And now anybody can put content up. How do you regulate what's going up and what might have to be taken down?
Now, this is the big thing with online journalism. I would say that the way we monitor it is through the report as abuse tab. So anyone can post something up. But if it's obviously racist or just really vicious or completely irrelevant, someone simply has to press report as abuse and it goes straight to HQ and they take it off the site.
And what is the advantage of using this material that people put up themselves?
I would say you should always read what users have to say, because they are really knowledgeable about the community, and that's why I think comment functions on websites are particularly effective. They allow people to add to stories and stuff like that. So you should always, always, always listen to what users have to say, users who generate their own content, because they've always been the original sources. But maybe, you know, keep a wary eye.